Unit 7, page 76, exercises 2 and 3.
Hi, and welcome to Tech Talk, where today we are looking at why some technology products were incredibly successful and why others were not so successful. Let's start with this phone. Lisa.
Yes, this one's interesting. BlackBerry phones were once the best-selling phones in the world. But from around 2011, they became less and less popular. When this phone came out, for example, its technology was a little behind the times. It wasn't really an improvement on their previous products. It had a keyboard and quite a small screen.
That's right. The more popular phones then didn't have a keyboard. And they also had apps that were much better. This phone wasn't great for entertainment, so not a cool product, really.
Not compared to other phones, no. Okay, what shall we look at next?
Right, well, the BlackBerry was behind the times. But this electric car, the GM EV1, was definitely ahead of its time.
That's a problem too, isn't it?
Yes, because the technology was very new, almost experimental. So people weren't sure about it. Also, it wasn't very practical. If you charged the battery at home, it took 15 hours. And then you could only drive 90 kilometers. In the end, GM only sold 200 of them and destroyed the rest.
Yes, that was in 2003. Maybe it was the right product, but the wrong time. These days, people are much happier with the technology of electric vehicles.
Anyway, let's move on and talk about the PS2. This was the most successful games console of all time. Over 150 million of these were sold.
Okay, so why was it so successful?
Well, this was an improvement or upgrade on the original PlayStation, which was tried and tested. People knew that this was a good brand, and this upgrade was also compatible with a lot of old games.
Cool. Yes, it's really important for a console to be compatible with old games. Now, you have one more product that you want to talk about.
Yes, and it's the selfie stick. Look, I have one here. Like the electric car, the first version of this was unsuccessful. Something called an extender stick was first invented before the days of smartphones. And people weren't very interested in taking selfies with big cameras. It was a good invention, but at the wrong time. But then, a version for smartphones was invented in 2006, and that became very successful.
And why was that, do you think?
Because selfies became so popular on social media, I guess. And the selfie stick was useful, practical, portable, cheap, and fun.
Sometimes simple things work best.
Absolutely.
Okay. Till next time, everybody.